Welcome in to the Landry Football Podcast Network. This is Scout En Route with a look at the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. It's never too early to focus on a division opponent, particularly one that's likely going to be your chief contender to try to win it. That's what we've got with Indianapolis in Tennessee. What a victory last week for the Colts, who now one win away. Remember, we were burying them. Everyone did. Shouldn't do that early. Now they're one win away from potentially moving the first place of the AFC South. That says a lot about the division at this point. But they were on the cusp of dropping to 0-2-1. Alex Pierce continues to be a name to watch. I think he's an outstanding rookie receiver. And I think they're starting to get better. That's what is going to be key, is how much better can you get as the season goes along. That's what we're going to be watching with this Colts team playing Tennessee. For Tennessee, Derrick Henry, Robert Woods finally got going, although it was against the Raiders. The Raiders are not bad. Their record is, but they're not a bad team. That was a big win for Tennessee and a must win for both Tennessee and Indianapolis this past week. A desperation win. Not quite as desperate, but still kind of desperate if you think about it. Indy presents a unique challenge for the team that has little room for error. If Tennessee has trouble moving the football, Ryan Tannehill doesn't have the personnel to be successful as perhaps they have been in the past. So Derrick Henry got on track last week. It allowed them to win their first win. You've got the new blood best running back in the game, Jonathan Taylor. He's been contained for a couple of games, but they're able to get a big win without him. Let's see if they can get him on track. So the Titans are trying to find their way on offense. So are the Colts a little bit on both sides of the ball with their new look defense. This is shaping up to be a game about what team can establish the run, take the pressure off the quarterback. Leaning a little Indianapolis here, but for finding out more details on this game, detailed film room breakdown analysis, go to LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our football season sale today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. And now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Sean Cavanaugh, and this is the route to victory in betting the Titans versus Colts Week 4 matchup. Now, this is a matchup of two teams that have not looked great so far. The Colts somehow beating the Chiefs at home last week, finally getting in the win column, but still didn't look great doing it. The defense did enough to hold Mahomes in some situations. Still seemed like the Chiefs were the better team, should have won that game. But credit the Colts, big win for them. This whole division has looked pretty bad so far, minus some highlights from the Jaguars that we've seen. These two teams, slow starts again offensively. Right now the Colts are -3 favorites at home, open 3.5, so you're getting a little bit of money on the Titans early. 66% of the public right now backing Tennessee. Titans on the flip side are +140 on the money line. The total here is 43, open 44.5. So we're seeing some money coming in on the underdog, the Colts basically getting the 3 points at home. Two teams that, again, haven't looked great, even though the Colts just beat the Chiefs. Clearly not the public nor the books are really backing, putting a lot of credit behind the Colts' victory against Kansas City. There's no real overreaction here. They're saying these two teams are pretty much square, giving them the 3 points at home. No one really knows what to do with this division. Again, both teams are 1-2 against the spread. If you want to look at some of the analytics in this one, the Colts are third in rush defense. You think about the Titans, you think Derrick Henry running the ball. Tannehill hasn't looked great. They're going to rely heavy on the run. They're seventh in rush offense, according to those same Pro Football Focus metrics. A little bit of a slow start for Derrick Henry so far. It'll be interesting to see how he matches up against that Colts rush defense, who, again, played really well against the Chiefs without their star Leonard. Keep the eye on his injury report. Maybe they get him back. But the Colts defense right now has looked to be the best part of their team. And this Titans offense, even though they have Derrick Henry, who's always available for a huge game, you wouldn't be surprised if you saw him, 180 rushing yards. But I think this Colts rush defense is going to be a little bit better than what I've seen from the Titans so far. Colts -3 at home. If you made me bet the spread, I'd probably try and find some other ways to attack this. Maybe you look at Taylor to bounce back some of his rushing props after a pretty poor performance last week. You know he's going to be asking for the ball all week. They're going to get back to their bread and butter, giving their number one running back a lot more touches, I would assume, to kind of balance out. It's going to be a run-heavy game on both sides of the ball. I would lean a little bit towards the Colts just based off of fading the public. That's kind of the play here for me. So if you made me bet this one, I'd take the Colts -3 at home. Make sure you don't wait and get that number back over the hook. Make sure you take it at the key number at 3 or less. So bunch of money on the public, from the public on the Titans so far. Fade the public here. Take the Colts to keep that momentum going after a big win against Kansas City. Now that's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.